This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, it's the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. We're just trying to get our shit together here. Brody has joined us, and there's Garrett. Yeah. We're having some technical difficulties. I think we're on, but in a different way, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Brody, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I can hear you. What about you, Garrett?
Yes, I'm good. And the original thing that we use to connect is probably up and running as we speak. So
it doesn't matter. We're good here.
Well, you know what? There's always this tension between Scary and yeah. Garrett. Have you guys noticed this?
Sexual tension?
No.
I think so.
No. They're always sarcastic with each other as far as technical stuff goes. Like, but Scary will say, you know, Garrett, you got to turn on your mute button. I'm like, God, you're kind of snapping at him. Mm-hmm. And then Garrett will go, the mute button's on, Scary.
Garrett thinks he knows best.
But you do too. But it's just a nice conversation.
Garrett likes to dictate certain things and that he thinks he knows.
What were you saying, Garrett?
See, like Scary was just saying, no, he talks to you like this is day one of a job. And like, turn on your microphone. Oh, I'm a dumb idiot. I don't know how to turn on a microphone when I'm talking.
We got to iron these problems up. Because
Garrett's a fan of throwing people under the bus in front of other people, too.
Okay, I will say this. Yeah. And by the way, this is a fun. Let's make this a fun fight.
Yeah.
Scary and Brody and Garrett are like the trifecta of throwing each other under the bus. People.
Yes.
Scary, you just said something a second ago that is the worst argument ever. Somebody says, "Well, that guy every time he argues, he thinks he's right." Well, what fool would argue a point that they think is wrong? Like, of course, when you argue your point, you always think you're right. You can be. Yeah. You can learn that you're wrong, but in the beginning of the argument, you think that you're right. That's why you're arguing.
And sometimes, I will say, in the interest of time, and keep in mind, what we do for a living is very unique because we always have a clock running. We always have a timer going, right? So there's no time for niceties sometimes. Sometimes you have to say, hey, push the on button, don't ask questions, go.
Right. Well, you do that to me all the time, Elvis.
Well, I do. So I know, but I have to.
Because I pass on that love to people like Garrett.
It's not love.
He's throwing you under the bus now, Elvis.
At the end of the day.
I'm under a bus. Here comes the bus.
we got to get shit rolling, which we had to do on the podcast,
I said, look,
we got to do this, this, and this to get everything done. Brody, just, turn your camera on, unmute yourself.
The foundation of this, okay, you're going to stop now. The foundation of this is this. We have all worked together for so long.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's like we're like brothers and sisters. We just shit all over each other.
Good. Speaking of that, I defer to Brody.
Oh, wow. Okay, here comes another Brody.
Brody hasn't said anything in your throat. Like, well, he didn't do anything.
Well, maybe Brody wants to elaborate.
Hey, where's Nate?
He's taking a shit.
He already had it. He said code word 3242.
Hey.
That's the combination lock on the bathroom.
All right, so why are you throwing Brody under the bus now, Scary?
I am not. I gave Brody a high compliment earlier on the show.
Oh, you
did? He apologized to me for something that happened to him earlier in the day.
But you just threw him under the bus.
And then he did it to me and then apologized to me. And I said, Brody admitted he was wrong. I said that on the big show. So I was giving Brody a high compliment.
I love he's giving him a compliment.
It was kind of a shit sandwich.
By saying he was wrong.
You know what?
Brody has a set of words. You know, Brody's being very smart. He's like a snake in the grass,
man. Well, he wants to see which direction and which angle he wants to go with.
Here, your way of being nice to Brody was, quote, hey, you're never going to leave this. Brody admitted he was wrong. That asshole never admits he's wrong. Like, that's what you were doing. That's not very nice.
All right, now. Okay, we're now going to make room for Brody. Brody, please. We see where this is going. Please feel free to take the floor. It's all yours.
Well, first of all, I'd like to apologize for my apology yesterday. I take it back.
Okay.
So,
rightfully so.
There you go. So, I didn't admit I was wrong. What I did was I made a mistake. I don't know. Hold on. I hit reply all. When I meant to hit reply, I was driving, and they're right next to each other on the phone. I didn't realize I hit reply all. Scary did not want me to share what I said to him with the other person on the chain. It wasn't my intention.
He pretty much embarrassed me in front of a third party.
Okay.
Let him finish. In other words, Brody hit reply all, and Brody is usually the first to say, hey, fuck, do not push reply all.
Right.
And you accidentally did. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, yes. What I do is I say I don't want people to deliberately do that. Scary thought, I deliberately included the other person. So I immediately called him. I said, hey, I feel terrible. I didn't mean to do that. But he wasn't mad that I accidentally did it. He was mad thinking I deliberately did it. So... once I told him it was an accident, he's still now claiming I apologized for being wrong.
I had some creative ideas for something.
I apologized for making a mistake.
And he made me look like an idiot in front of the third party.
Well, no, your comment was stupid. You did it on your own. I accidentally hit reply all.
Okay. Here's the thing. Brody, by the way, because of this new way we have to connect, he's on a microphone that mutes in this. You have to let Brody finish his sentence.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Well, because he's not going to hear what you're...
You know what?
He's not going to hear what you say.
Right,
what's that?
Scary sets me up. I can go back to the usual way.
Okay. Garrett says, if we go back to the usual way, it will work. Should we try?
Oh, God.
Hold on. This is going to be great. Scary says it's not going to work. Garrett says it's work.
It may work. Go ahead. Oh, no. You be the first one.
You specifically said it wasn't going to work.
Zoom. All right. Here we go. Hold on. I can do that.
Jeez.
Garrett. Here comes Brody.
All right. I muted Brody.
Hello? Hello?
Okay. Now
I hear Garrett.
Hello?
Okay. You're good.
I hear Brody.
Ending.
Yep.
Oh, so Scary does work. You got to trust people sometimes.
Where's Garrett?
All right, Garrett, you got to turn your camera back on.
Well, I have to switch computers now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see, he's getting snarky with you. I have to switch computers now.
You didn't have to yell at me. That was Froggy. You didn't have to yell at me. I didn't do anything.
I'm sorry. I'm still learning everybody. I'm still learning everybody's voice.
You're treating me like Scary.
So, hey, Nate, so while you were away taking a shit, we've all agreed that we've been with each other so long, we bicker and fight like brothers and sisters.
Oh, well, that's great, because I just got mailed this book by a listener.
You what?
This listener just sent me... a book of nudes.
What?
Oh, hello.
Who's nudes?
I don't know.
Is it them?
Am I allowed to show this?
Damn.
Whoa.
Oh, Scotty's there in 2 seconds. Of course.
No, wait. Hold on. Is it a published book that we can order from Amazon, or is it a privately published book they sent you of their photos?
No. Okay. So the note says this book was in a mixed shipment from a publisher. They didn't want it back. I thought the morning show would enjoy it. It is in good taste and very artistic.
Signed, we don't want that. We want skanky.
Right.
We want dirty guys doing dirty things to each other.
Oh well. How about this fella right section? There?
Yeah. All right.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Can I ask a question based on this, what just happened? So Scotty saw that Nate had like a book of nudes, didn't know if it was published or if it was like private or whatever, ran over to go see it. If one of us had like a leaked sex tape and we said to everyone, I would rather you not watch it, would you guys still watch it?
No.
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 Well, I never admit
that's,
it.
That's creepy.
I think that's the honest answer.
Yeah. I would take a peek.
You would?
I might not watch the whole thing because I'd be like, oh my gosh.
Well, like, it would get weird.
Maybe it would get weird.
Can we qualify that? I think you might watch it if it was some people and definitely not watch it if it was other people.
Yeah. That is true.
That's not an across the board answer.
100%.
Like if someone said, I have a video of like Nate blowing Brody.
I'm watching it. I would need
to see that.
Yeah, me too.
By the way, that right there is the sound of Brody having two programs running. You got to shut the other one off.
Yeah, do that. Nate, by the way, you've already left twice. Two strikes, you're out already. You can't leave again.
By the way, how did your poop come? We told everyone you were taking a shit.
Okay, so you want to know the story? It took me a while because I got in there and somebody was already in the other stall, so I had to wait for them to finish. No. And then I go to get the ass gasket to put on the toilet seat, and there was no ass gaskets left, so I had to build a nest. And I'm like, this just took, it's supposed to be a 5-minute
trip. And the whole time you're doing this, you're like clinching?
Yeah, the whole time. Like, I mean, it was a photo finish by the time I sat down.
Wow. Did you take a photo of it? We want to publish that in our new book.
Not want to see that.
Yeah, Scotty will come run and look at it.
You were touching cloth when you started?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, we were actually going to talk about something of, okay, thank you. See, that's not attractive to me. That's
no,
too
me
many
neither.
Muscles. Too many muscles.
We're going to get a texter on the
very
phone.
Meaty.
No, do you want to get the guy on whose grandfather puts his fake eye in the water glass at the table? Would you stop it? It's a book of bears.
Are we calling somebody?
No, we're going to sit here and listen to a dial tone because Scary finds that entertaining.
Scary, you know how to dial a phone?
Gary, shut up.
Oh my
gosh.
Bro, you got two programs running. It's cutting off when you talk.
Turn one of your programs off.
Some tea, anyone?
We gotta stop it.
Hey, it's Elvis.
Did you mute me?
Yes.
Elvis, talk.
Hello, we got your text message. It's Elvis.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's your name?
My name's Josh.
Okay, Josh, you're not on the radio. We're just doing a podcast. So what did you, this is your grandfather used to do this?
Oh, yeah.
Tell everyone where you would be, what you'd be doing, and all of a sudden it happened.
Oh, yeah. You'd be sitting in a restaurant or something and all of a sudden go to take a drink out of your glass and see an eyeball floating in it.
What?
So let me ask you, I'm not that up to date on fake eyeballs. I mean, are they really that plop outable? I mean, is it that easy just to dig at your eyeball out and throw it in a glass?
Oh, yeah. He would just pop it right out like it was nothing and stick it in somebody's drink or something while they weren't looking and go to take a drink and see an eyeball in there.
Well, he's great. He's great at Halloween time.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I think that'd be kind of fun to have a talented granddad. Like my dad, my grandfather's eyeballs both were connected. He's no fun. All right, good. We saw your text. I'm so glad you sent that to us. I know it takes time to take time out to text us. Thank you for doing it, and thanks for being on our podcast with us. We appreciate it.
No problem at all. Thank you.
All right, you have a great day. Yeah, I'm not going to say who, but we know someone who at Thanksgiving they looked over at Grandma and she was dead at the table.
What?
Really?
She died at the table, but she was sitting up.
Oh,
her eyes,
man.
She looked like she was sleeping. They're like, Grandma. And she's asleep.
Oh, goodness.
Permanently.
Oh.
Wow. Do they keep eating?
No.
Oh, good. Thank God.
But as I've heard, their nose and ears keep growing, right? Is that how that works?
What?
Is that right, Nate? When you die, your ears keep growing?
No, I think it's as you get older. Your
ears grow. Yeah, if you notice, some older people, older men, I notice, have really big ears.
And a lot of ear hair.
I've heard that there's actual body growth after you die. Well, maybe
like hair and nails, but now I'm going to Google it.
So the nails thing has been disputed because the nails don't grow, but the skin retracts on the nail.
Oh, so it looks like it grows.
It looks like it grows.
Okay. It says they don't keep growing after death. Instead, the skin around them dries out and recedes. Oh, look at that. Okay. That's why we have you around straight, Nate.
It's like if you lose weight, your wiener looks bigger. It didn't really get bigger. Just there's less around it. It's like trimming the bush.
Right. Does anyone else feel weird that Nate knew so much about the dead body and how it works?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen
I've
a dead
come
body?
To get used to that.
Oh, we know why.
We know yes. You've seen plenty of dead bodies, Nate.
Well, no, not one that I created, but I've seen dead bodies.
They're still twitching when you're looking at them.
No.
So my dad worked with his dad, my grandfather, at a funeral home growing up on Staten Island, and he said it was the weirdest thing at times, especially the late night runs when you have to go pick up a body and bring it back to, you know, get ready for the wake. The bodies would just randomly like sit up or spasm, yeah. and they said it was the craziest thing ever.
That's crazy.
A friend of mine used to work for a funeral home, and he'd say, "Oh my God, this guy came through. He was so hung." And he's like, "Oh, a lot of people are going to cry at that funeral."
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Nice. All right. Moving on to something less morbid. Brody, let's go back to Brody. Is your mic fixed?
No.
I think so.
What?
It's just
delayed.
You sound like a chipmunk.
Hello?
Say hi.
It's definitely delayed.
Oh, no. You're good.
No, it's still fine.
You know, we've been living in this Zoom world for about a year now, almost.
Yeah.
And we still really haven't conquered it, have we?
No.
I think in 2 weeks we will have been doing this a year.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
17th, right? Yep.
That's amazing.
Scotty B., you're very quiet today. Usually you have the most perverted things to say.
I was going to add to the, when you were talking about, you know, seeing you guys on videotape doing sexy things.
Oh, let's go back to that.
I had always said that if I stumbled upon a videotape of, say, my parents when they were younger, I would watch it out of curiosity. Like, I wouldn't go, and stop it. Oh, thanks for the book. I feel like I would watch a little of it because I just, I don't know. I'd be interested in seeing that.
How long would you, how long? Like, seconds?
I'm not sure. But it wouldn't be like, I would play it for a little bit.
Would it be weird if you found an old tape, which they don't make anymore, of your parents having sex, and then in the middle of it, they both look at the camera and go, "Hi, Scotty."
Oh, that would be weird.
Knowing full well that they had spawned a pervert.
Or if it's when they were making me.
Okay. Oh, God.
Really?
This is sick.
That's gross to think about now. My mom was hot back in the day.
Oh, my gosh, Scotty.
That's gross, too.
She still is. She still is.
You still don't want to watch your parents having sex.
Keep going.
I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Oh, literally? Gosh.
Yeah,
your sound still sounds like crap, Brody. I don't know what's going on. We may want to get that fixed. I don't know. Well, it's too late now. I mean, I think we're almost done. Froggy, are we almost done?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're over by 30 seconds. We've gone over every day this week.
I know, but doing what is my question.
Great question.
Does anyone have a final thought? Something we didn't get to?
Yes, thank God my mom doesn't know how to listen to podcasts.
Okay,
seriously. Seriously.
Final thoughts, Froggy?
No, I'm good. I'm ready to go for the day.
Scary.
Yeah, Froggy, that shirt looks like a handgun. I know it's Florida, but
it does.
Kind of.
It does. If you go down a little bit, it looks like a handgun. Yeah.
That's what she said.
God. I don't get that. Brody, yes, anything you can try to say?
It looks like a water gun to me, yeah. Definitely looks like, you know, something.
Danielle, now you sound great. Danielle?
I gotta pee.
Oh, gotta pee. Okay. Gandhi?
I'm good. I'm ready to go eat some food.
Garrett?
Yep, gotta go.
What are you gonna go eat?
I don't know. I have a fridge full of stuff I'm gonna cook.
Oh.
By the way, as we get to Nate's final thought, I want to show you something that's making me disgusted. Okay, go ahead, Nate, your final thoughts?
Screw all y'all. You've been treating me like crap all day.
Okay.
Yeah, we have.
We love you.
Sorry, Nate.
I'm so tired of looking... Mm-hmm. I'm tired of looking at my window and seeing snow. I'm so just tired of it.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to get into Miami right now. All right, let's get out of here. We'll see you next time on the 50 Billy Bully Show.
Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.